is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. And our first guest this hour is Josh Del Sol. He is the producer of a fabulous film that he is making. It is Take Back Your Power. The website is thepowerfilm.org and smartmeterfilm.org. Either way, you're going to get to his film. So, Josh, welcome to the program.
Deanna, thanks very much. I'm glad to be on.
Well, tell us about your film. Tell us what you need. Tell us what the listeners should do. I know that you're still looking for people with experience with smart meters. And tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're excited that our film is nearing completion, and we feel it's just this is such a critical issue. And as many of your listeners know, it's just so far-reaching and so important that people become aware of what's going on, become aware of all of the different aspects of this issue, and then take action and spread that awareness so that we don't have to be part of this corporate agenda. We are nearing completion of the film. We're coming closer to having our rough cut completed, but there are several areas in which individuals out there in our listening audience can participate in the film. If you either have a significantly higher bill following a smart meter, or if you've had a major health symptom or condition, or if you've had a fire or other damage from your smart meter installation, we would like you to contribute a 1 or 2 minute segment of footage, just where you're telling your story. And so how you can do that is actually just posted to our website, and there'll be a link up from the main page within a half an hour or so.
Okay, so they go to your website, thepowerfilm.org, and...
thepowerfilm.org/footage.
Okay.
Is the direct link as far as how individuals can contribute their footage to the film. The film is basically, we have so many interviews with a number of just outstanding experts and insiders and doctors and politicians even, and leading researchers on this issue. But what one thing we're missing right now is we would like to have more input from the public, so have a bit of a montage in the film for both the those with higher bills and those with health symptoms and those with that have experienced fires and damage. So thepowerfilm.org/footage, and there's a step-by-step guide there how the listeners can participate, make their own recording, upload it to YouTube, and then send us the link, basically is the process. And we're receiving those now, and we're very grateful for public input and all of the support that we've received around this project. It's been a real pleasure to be facilitating this film.
Well, I think that a lot of people are just not totally aware of the smart meter issue at all. And so what you're doing is very vital, and I for one, certainly do appreciate your efforts. We do have to go to a three-minute break, and then we'll be right back. You can stay over the break, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Our first guest this hour is Josh Del Sol, and he is the producer of Take Back Your Power. It's going to be a fabulous film, and you can participate. I think that you have such good directions here, and I know that there are a lot of people who have never done a YouTube video, and yet you have exactly what they can do, and you're looking for a lot of them, not just a few, but so. If you have an experience with a smart meter, I know that we have a frequent guest here on RBN who had one put on her home. She was unaware that they had come in and done that, and she took it to court. And so hopefully Vicki Davis will participate in this. I know that she has been successful. And so tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, well, as most of the viewers know, smart meters are basically going up all around the world. This is a part of a global agenda, and there's so many issues. There's so many ways in which this is already impacting our lives, and if we allow this to proceed unchecked, this will mean the total erosion, in fact, the total removal of any, you know, democracy that we still have in our society. This is that serious. This is literally a coming, you know, corporatocracy or technocracy, which is a word that was first penned in the 1930s in a body of work called Technocracy Inc. And since then, several politicians and several social engineers have been using those ideas to create what is now, you know, their idea of the way they want society to be, which is totally controlled by corporations, everything totally surveilled, no privacy, all in the name of apparently, efficiency, reliability of our power supply, and helping the environment, none of which is actually accomplished in the smart grid, the smart metering program. So this is something that is kind of like, going the opposite of its stated intention. There is a nefarious intention behind this in the sense of, the absolute level of control that's required. And all that, I just want to encourage everybody that all that it takes for this whole system to come down is for people to say no to a smart meter, and for them to be willing, for you to be willing to communicate that to others. So our film is going to be a key way in which you can communicate the message to others, simply by directing them to our website, thepowerfilm.org, especially after the film is released, which will be within, hopefully within a month from now. We're working very hard on finishing the film and having it available. It is a full-length feature film. It's going to be available for viewing on our website for free or by donation, and we're going to have DVDs available as well. So if you don't know anything yet about smart meters, or if you do, I encourage you to check up on this online, and have a look at our site and have a look at the links, because this is an issue where it's not only a big agenda, but it's something that we can do something about here and now. As an example, we have latest reports in British Columbia, the province where I live here in Canada, latest reports coming from an insider that works for BC Hydro, our power company, is that 250,000 British Columbians have submitted a letter of non-consent to BC Hydro saying that, no, we do not want a smart meter, and you do not have our permission to install a smart meter.
That's fabulous.
So this is what's happening. This movement is going viral. This is just the start of it. In Vermont, several days ago, Vermont passed a no-fee opt-out, I believe, in their house. I'm not sure if it's official legislation, but it passed by majority. People are becoming aware, and we're contacting our local municipal governments, our state and provincial governments, and we're saying, no, we're not going this direction as a household, and we're certainly not going this direction as a society. So this is an opportunity to literally take back our power, as the title of our film states. Instead of just, heading for the hills or being living in fear, which is exactly the way that they want us to live. They want us to live not committed to our future, but they want us to live in a way where we're ready to check out anytime soon, and we're all saying, throw our hands up in the air and saying, screw the system. Well, it doesn't have to be that way, is my position on that. And many people are coming aboard of this movement and saying, okay, well, we have nothing left to lose at this point. We know that things are in a bad place. We might as well get on board and be part of this movement to take back our power.
Right. And people, you mentioned that 250,000 people there had written letters. And I recommend that everyone write to their power company, whoever you have. There are some communities that have local power companies. There's, for instance, in my community, most of us are with Commonwealth Edison. I wrote four letters to four different officials at Commonwealth. I only got one back. And basically, he just kind of poo-pooed the idea that I would resist having one. Then in the local newspaper, one of the Chicago newspapers, they said there's no opt-out, everybody's going to get one, and that's just the way it's going to be. But I just don't buy that.
Well, no, of course not. There, BC Hydro is fond of saying, well, they give out this fake information, well, less than 1% of people have contacted us to let us know that they don't want to be part of the program. Well, almost everybody didn't know that we had a choice. Almost no one knew that we could contact our power company and say, look, we don't want one, and this is a registered letter, and if you install one on our property, this fee schedule attached to this letter is my fee schedule to you for how much I'm going to bill you for breaking my contract with you. And that fee schedule could be anything like, this is called contract law. So I'm just encouraging the listeners now to check out and do an internet search for contract law and maybe something called conditional acceptance. So such a response to Hydro or to your power company could be something like, I conditionally accept this smart meter if you can prove that it's safe, if you can prove that I'm not being spied on, and the current CIA directors that comments that we're going to spy on you through your smart appliance. If you can prove that those are falsified comments, and if you can prove that there's no risk of a fire, and if you can prove that these meters are Underwriter Laboratory or UL certified, none of which is provable. But if you can prove all these things, I conditionally accept your smart meter, and if you can't, then you're going to be subject to my $10,000 a day fee schedule. And if that's called a contract law, conditional acceptance, look up those words on the internet. Realize that you have the power to contract with whoever you want, and you're not forced to contract with anyone who you do not wish to contract with, especially when there's such significant issues of life and liberty and health and cost involved.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so, you know, there's also too many people who have no idea about this, who've never heard of smart meter, and people are getting them on their houses without their knowledge.
Yeah, well, essentially, the smart meter is this. It's a meter that is transmits wirelessly, and it harvests personal data from within the home, and it transmits that to your power corporation, who can then, already in California, this has already been approved, can then sell all of that information to marketing companies, to giant multi-million dollar corporations who are plan to collect and harvest this information for their own benefit. So this is all part of a scheme to not only, you know, collect the information and sell it, and so that they can, you know all about you and project what you want to purchase and then sell that to you directly. In a best case scenario, in a worst case scenario, it's collecting all the information for, you know, other purposes of total control. So not only that, but this is the wireless radiation is shown to be a significant concern for health. Now, I'm aware of hundreds of people around North America that have had bad reactions to the wireless radiation and have had to actually leave their homes, and maybe even more than hundreds. But many people are having other, you know, not as bad health symptoms, but still, you know, more difficulty sleeping, headaches, more fatigue, rashes, nausea, vertigo or dizziness. And this has all been basically
one
thousands of studies that microwave radiation causes these kind of symptoms that we're experiencing. So we actually tested the radiation levels of 14 smart meters that were installed in an apartment building, and we found them to be approximately 190 times higher than the International Building Biology Code for extreme concern. So that is beyond. Beyond concern. The problem is that, number one, the data around this type of electromagnetic radiation has been falsified and corporately owned for the last 20-plus years. And number two, we're being lied to directly from the governments and from the power companies about these emissions.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our first guest this hour is Josh Del Sol. He is the producer of Take Back Your Power. You may find out about that at thepowerfilm.org. And, you know, Josh, it's people like you who are making a difference by creating films that educate other people, and I'm very, very grateful for people like you.
Well, thank you. I just felt like I had to kind of do something when I saw the level of and the scope of lies that were being told by our local government here and the power company. So this is definitely a work inspired by the people, by our supporters. We have almost 200 people have donated to the project. We do still need some funding to finish it up and to get the word out. And if you're inspired to help out, you can go to thepowerfilm.org and there's options there. But we've also done videos that people can already share. So we have a trailer up. We have an interview with a cybersecurity expert up. That's another aspect of this, is that everything immediately becomes vulnerable once it has an IP. Once everything's all connected to the same centralized grid or network, our power, you know, our source of power is in danger of being hacked and taken down. And we also have an interview up on our main page with a former police officer in the fraud detection squad, and he talks about from a police officer standpoint, from a fraud specialist standpoint, what the smart meter program is all about. So people can go online and they can check out and get all these different perspectives on the issue, and then use some of these tools to share with other people.
Right, and we are all going to be connected to this power grid, which is really part of Agenda 21. And by being connected to a power grid at any time, not only can they take your personal information, know what you're doing in your house, you're going to have to go out and buy power grid compliant appliances, because a lot of times, the new technology will cause a fire, will destroy the appliances that you already have. Not only that, they can at any time they can take, shut you down. I mean, we are all dependent upon electricity, and they can just literally shut you down.
Yeah, and I wanted to also, the flip side of that is that with so many people waking up about this agenda, that which is just about control, it's catalyzing, it's spurring on the movement to move on to a more sustainable, a renewable, a decentralized energy system. And an example of that is we're going to talk about specific solutions for how we can, modify and evolve our where we get energy as a society. We're going to talk about that in the film. As an example, though, is a solar panel microgrid. And so this is something like they have in Germany, for example. About 12 years ago, there was legislation passed so that the power utility has to, they must purchase a solar produced or other produced electricity by the individual at a very, very good rate that's positive for the individual. Like, it's a lot per kilowatt hour. And so because of that, Germany now purchases 50% of the world's solar panels. And the climate in Germany, as many of our viewers may know, is not nearly as hot and sunny as the United States is on average. Germany has a climate similar to Canada. But with the solar technology, there is no need for a centralized grid now. The cost of solar panel manufacturing has exponentially dropped. And in fact, what we're seeing in Africa is a movement for Africa to take control of their own energy manufacturing, their own energy supply, and build giant solar panel manufacturing facilities. And in fact, that's what my understanding, according to an expert that we interviewed for our film, is that's what Gaddafi's daughter was doing with a $2 billion investment. They had plans to build a solar panel manufacturing facility in northern Africa that would basically set the whole continent free energy-wise.
And so that's why the U.S. military and other troops went in and totally took Gaddafi out and destroyed his country.
It's possible. It's possible that that's one of the factors. I'm not saying that. I'm not concluding that. The listener can come to their own conclusions. And typically these things happen for more than one reason. There's more than one paradigm at play here. But when
sure.
you think about it, think about having and by the way, solar panels can now be manufactured from sand. So how
really?
Much sand is there in northern Africa? Yeah, the process of manufacturing solar panels used to be to work with excess material produced by Silicon Valley, by the computer industry. Now, having the raw material for the CPV as sand, that drives the cost down incredibly. Even within North America, we're seeing giant companies like Walmart saying we're going to have all Walmart solar panels by 2020. We as the community take advantage of this, absolutely.
All righty, Josh, we have to let you go. Thank you so very much for joining me, and good luck on your wonderful film.
Thanks very much, and take back your power, everybody.
Thank you. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Another guest, Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. Josh, welcome to the program.
Deanna, it's good to be back on your show.
Well, thank you so much. We do have some questions. One of our listeners would like to know exactly what kind of info would the meter transmit?
Well, yeah, lots been going on. People are waking up to the privacy invasion of smart meters in particular, as well as the health concerns and the safety impacts. As far as the data that smart meters reveal to the utility and other third parties, the data is extensive. You would think, you know, at first blush, you would think, oh, well, it doesn't really matter if the utility knows, you know, whether I'm using my blender or my hair dryer. But in reality, each electronic appliance puts out a specific footprint when they use energy. And so the utility can know not only, you know, what specific appliances are being used at that time, even what television program you're watching on your TV or what DVD, you know, potential technology that's in the pipeline now and being applied to appliances. You know, your fridge will know, based on RFID technology, what you're having for dinner, what you have in your fridge, what time you open your fridge, and you know, based on your energy usage data, which is continuously transmitted back to the utility. If you have a wireless smart meter, they can glean a tremendous amount about what you do within the privacy of your home. How many people are home? When you go away on vacation? What time you wake up in the morning? So a very detailed picture of what goes on in the privacy of one's home that wasn't previously available to the utilities is now becoming available through smart grid technology. And to be honest, there's very little oversight to protect the public. So we need to protect ourselves and refuse smart meters on our homes and get them taken off if they are on our homes.
Absolutely. I have one other question. Do you have any information about the eye problems that may be caused by radiation?
Well, I do know from reading the report that Cindy Sage put out, and Sage Associates is a Santa Barbara, California-based environmental consulting firm. I do know that that spherical human organs, such as the eye, have the potential ability to absorb and be impacted more by microwave radiation, which is what we're talking about, being emitted by the smart meter. We have heard some reports from early installations that a couple who lived in Idaho developed glaucoma sleeping on the other side of a wall from a smart meter, and this is really serious. That was just one of the number of health effects that they developed, including ringing in the ears, problems with insomnia, skin rashes. So, there's still a tremendous amount that we don't know about what effects, especially long-term effects, microwave radiation has. But the studies that have taken place and studies that have reported on these health effects are very, very disturbing and don't give a clean bill of health at all to this technology. So this is something that's being really rolled out without, adequate safety testing, there are vision problems that people have experienced. So if anyone is experiencing any sort of health problems associated with a smart meter, or they think that there might be a connection with a smart meter, our advice is to go see a doctor immediately to report those health effects to your doctor, report any impacts to your local county health department, and sign up, enter a complaint on the website that we run, smartmeterhelp.com, smartmeterhelp.com, that's all one word, and that will allow us to gather a database of people who have been affected by this technology and eventually feed into a class action lawsuit to try and get justice for the victims of this, very poorly planned and ill-conceived smart grid program.
Exactly. All righty. So you are in California, and you are fighting PG&E, which is a very old company. So tell us about your protest on Monday.
Yeah, so this is, Pacific Gas and Electric. In a lot of ways, the national and international movement against the smart grid and against smart meters really started here in Northern California against PG&E. They were one of the first to roll out their smart meter program, and there's been just this wave of opposition from democratically elected local governments. We have now 56 cities, counties, Indian reservations who have spoken out and said we don't want this. That we were opposed to this policy of installing smart meters, a lot of this pressure built up, and the utility and the regulators were forced to offer an opt-out. Now, the opt-out comes with a price, which is unjustifiable and extortionate in our opinion. You have to pay $10 a month with a $75 setup fee. This is something that California has done. Maine has a paid opt-out program. A number of other states do. But interestingly enough, yesterday Vermont came out, the Vermont legislature approved a bill that requires a free opt-out for utility customers in that state. And that is something that is, people's basic right to have a free choice to not have this kind of damaging technology on their home. So this Monday, May 14th at 9 a.m., we'll be holding a joint protest with No Smart Meters San Francisco at PG&E's headquarters. It's their annual shareholders meeting, and the shareholders really need to be told. They need to see the extent of public opposition to their technological decisions. We're linking up with victims of the San Bruno gas explosion. You know, people who live around the Diablo Canyon power plant and are concerned about that. Basically, there's been a history not only with PG&E but with many investor-owned utilities around the United States and abroad, where you know the public's health and safety, where the environment has paid the price for this emphasis on corporate profits, and that is so we're forming common cause with a lot of these other groups. There's a lot of victims of PG&E's negligence. And the Public Utilities Commission here has failed to rein them in. So we encourage anyone in California, anyone who can be in San Francisco next Monday morning to come join us, bring a sign, make some noise. And if you're a PG&E shareholder, certainly it's your right to go into the shareholders meeting and express, you know, your concern about the fact that this multi-billion-dollar program that is meant to reduce carbon emissions and save energy is actually turns out like it's using more energy, costing the climate, you know, more coal-fired power plants, and inflicting health risks and privacy invasions on the public. So that is what we're doing at the moment, and we're continuing to fight. You know, we've got an opt-out, but it's not really enough if you live in an apartment building and you opt out, but the you know seven other tenants in the building don't, and you have seven smart meters on the side of your building. That's not an opt out. That's a half baked plan that doesn't really get to the bottom or solve the public health crisis that we find ourselves in right now.
Right. Now, at your website, you have a lot of links. You have one that says "Defend Your Analog Meter." You have a sample letter to the utility. You have actions you can take. Tell us about something that we can do, that anybody in any community in this country can do.
Well, the first thing is to know your rights and to spread knowledge about what individual rights we do have and to stand up and enforce those rights because no one else will. And we have a right to not have an emitting device on our homes. That is a fundamental right. Whether or not you live in a state where the utility has an official opt-out program, the real nature of the smart grid and the smart meter rollout is it's an opt-in program. Essentially, the 2005 Energy Act declared this an opt-in program. So customers should be offered a smart meter. But the way that utilities are rolling it out, they're basically lying to people saying that it's mandatory and that they'll shut off your electricity or you'll be you'll be breaking federal law if you refuse. That is not the case. And people's basic property rights are to, you know, not have someone or something on their property that they don't want there, which includes a smart meter. Now, the utility can respond to that in a number of ways, legal or illegal, but people do have a right. If there's an installer on your property and you don't want them there, you have a right to tell them to leave, and if they don't leave, you can call the police and report a trespasser. So that's your basic right not to have a smart meter on your home. If you already have a smart meter installed, you know, we're recommending that people contact the utility with an ultimatum, say, you know, if this smart meter isn't removed within 72 hours, we're going to hire an electrician or an independent party to have it removed. And that's absolutely within your legal rights. So getting together with others in your area to organize is a key one. We have a list of contacts on our website. If you don't see anyone in your area, you know, maybe you want to write to us and have yourself listed so that other people in your area can contact you. But there's been a tremendous growth in Stop Smart Meters organizations around the country and around the world, and we're heartened to see that. But really making noise, protesting the rollouts, and contacting the media, your local elected officials. In particular, people have had success getting their city and county on board, either with a resolution or, in some cases, an actual law prohibiting installation of smart meters. We have 13 local governments in California who've actually passed laws prohibiting smart meters. Now, very few of those are being enforced by the local sheriff or police department for whatever reason, but it's still a very strong statement to say, you know, we feel strongly enough about this. We think the health risks are so severe that we are passing, you know, legislation prohibiting it. So just, you know, people who aren't so familiar with the issue, you know, research the facts, look at the World Health Organization, what they're saying about this issue. The American Academy of Environmental Medicine is a respected physicians group of hundreds of physicians who come out very strongly saying that this should not be rolled out because of what we do know about the health effects. So have those, you know, those studies to hand when you're talking to people, because a lot of people are still living in, you know, the 20th century, and they're thinking that, you know, there are no health effects to wireless technology, and, you know, people are all just a bunch of tinfoil hat weirdos who are suggesting that. But that's very much not the case anymore. We do have scientific knowledge that there are risks, and those risks need to be spread through the grassroots, through friends and family networks and social networks, because they're certainly not being spread through the mainstream media.
Now, did you have something at one point in time on your website that people could print up and pass around in their neighborhoods?
Yeah, under the actions you can take tab, there's a flyer that you can print out, and it just basically gives an overview of the issue and the various, you know, the privacy and the health and the fire and the job losses associated with meter readers losing their jobs and all the reasons to be opposed to the smart grid. And people can print that out and pass it out, or they can make their own based on their local circumstance and, you know, with their own utilities contact information and local government contact information. But we do have a page that you can build your own flyer, you know, with pictures of smart meters and other suggestions. So definitely, if people want to go to the actions you can take tab, you know, one of the actions that people can take, if it comes down to it, is direct action. And we've been, you know, assisting local groups in taking, you know, that step of civil disobedience when the laws just don't make sense, when they're not protecting public health and safety. Sometimes, you know, when the wishes of a neighborhood or a community aren't respected, people need to stand up in the street, and that's happened quite a bit in California and other states where people have, you know, stood in the street and blocked trucks that have been trying to come in and install smart meters. And this is not just, you know, our right to take direct action to protect our communities. It's our obligation when the existing laws don't protect us.
Right. And this is something that affects everyone. It isn't just a small group of people. This affects everyone in the country. Everyone.
That's right. I mean, even, you know, there's definitely a relatively, you know, small proportion of people who are desperately, seriously affected by the radiation. Those are the electro-hypersensitive people. And that's generally a result of being overexposed to this kind of thing. It's an injury that we're talking about. Not just like that they happen to be sensitive, it's because they've been overexposed. But even if you can't feel the radiation and you can't, you know, tell that it's there, it is there, and it is having biological consequences on you and your family. So, you know, we just can't emphasize enough that these things are dangerous. You know, that distance is your friend. You want to keep your distance from them. You do not want to let your children, in particular, who have developing brains and bodies, get close to these meters. They are essentially small cell towers mounted on the side of your home. And, it's you know, people need to protect themselves. We shouldn't just trust that the government and industry are looking out for us, because they're not. That should come as
exactly.
No surprise to your listeners.
Exactly. I mean, just look at some of the stuff the FDA has passed. And, of course, these are new contraptions. And we don't know the long term. I mean, we're talking about immediate health issues that people have already experienced. Well, what about a year? What about 2 years?
This
is very deadly.
And, you know, we know the problems of cell phones and brain tumors. I mean, I know personally a half dozen people who are, who have brain tumors that they strongly suspect were from their cell phones. It's on the same side of their head that they use their cell phones. And, every major independently funded study looking at cell phone use over the last 10 years indicates a correlation with brain tumors. And, you know, if you're comparing the amount of radiation you're being exposed to from a smart meter versus a cell phone, you know, according to nuclear researcher Daniel Hirsch, it's about 100 times the cumulative whole body exposure over your lifetime. So, it's the 24/7 constantly pulsing radiation that's a concern. PG&E admitted in court documents finally after insisting that they only send out signals 45 seconds a day. It turns out that they emit up to 190,000 pulses per day continuously throughout the day. So there's just been a series of lies series of misrepresentations by the utility industry. It came out a couple of weeks ago that one of the PG&E's senior executives, in fact, the head of the smart meter program back in 2010, spied on our groups using a fake name to try and infiltrate our groups and obtain information, and that this was widely known about throughout PG&E's executive team. And so they're looking at steep and hefty fines at the Public Utilities Commission, who are running an investigation now. So the utility industry cannot be trusted, and we need to basically stand up for ourselves and take responsibility for our own health and welfare.
Right. All righty, we have a three-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. Now, you mentioned this already. You have a website, smartmeterhelp.com, which is a link off of the regular website. But this is basically a submit your smart meter complaint online in minutes. So you don't have to have a smart meter on your home in order to fill this out and submit it, correct?
Basically, anyone who has been impacted by the smart meter program, either through concern over community smart meters that are being installed, or whether they've been threatened or abused by the utility or intimidated by the utility. We need to know what's going on out there, or whether you've had a smart meter fire, you know, in your house, or electrical problems or health problems, whatever it is. We want to hear about it, and we want to track people who've been suffered injuries or losses. Because when it comes down to you know, carrying out a class action lawsuit against those responsible, we need to have as complete a record as possible. So we really urge people to go to smartmeterhelp.com and enter their complaint.
Okay. So basically, it is for people who already have a meter on their home.
Yeah, if you have an analog meter still and you've been threatened by the utility, or you've had an unpleasant experience with the utility, or, you know, you are opposed to the smart meter installations happening in your community, and so anyone who's been affected by this program, whether it be the threat of installation or actual installation, should write in. So, yeah, basically, you know, if you're concerned about the issue, it's coming to your town. Most places are scheduled to be installed at some point in the next year or two. You know, make your voice known. This will be passed on to your legislators, to your utility, to public utilities commissions. So it's important to make your voice heard.
Okay, so basically every listener should fill this out.
Absolutely, so that we have a record of you, and, you know, we're basically trying, you know, we're working to create a mass movement and extend the movement that we already have. And to do that, we need to be able to contact you and to be able to pass on your complaint to those who can make make an improvement in the situation. I think that the Vermont free opt-out, it's not enough. While an opt-out program is not enough, we really feel like this program should be shut down pending independent investigations. It is still progress, and it's still better than what we have in California and many other states. And so pushing for a free opt-out is definitely one thing that people can do. But we need health hearings. We need to get to the bottom of what these things are doing to us and why they're being allowed to be installed in our communities.
Right. Well, I really, really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be on the program today to talk about this. And tell us again about the rally on Monday.
This is Monday, May 14th, this coming Monday morning at 9 a.m. The PG&E annual shareholders meeting is going to be held at 77 Beale Street in San Francisco. That's near Embarcadero, BART, and Muni stations. And if people are in the Bay Area, or if they have friends and family here, please spread the word. The info is all on our website at stopsmartmeters.org. And really appreciate you having us on today, Deanna.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your work and your efforts and your courage. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.